Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Bradbury's back. John is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. He is an entrepreneur himself. He is an investor himself. He is a business consultant to people just like you, helping them have the maximum opportunity to be successful. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and he's our good friend, John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, John, one of the things that I've talked a lot about on the show is the concept of success and the concept of failure. And I've said many times before that the people that I know who have the most enduring and productive and peaceful, fulfilling success are the ones who actually also are acquainted with failure. And I think they're harness mates. I think failure and success are harness mates. But sometimes when people are and you think, well that may sound silly, and it may sound silly for me to say you need to learn how to deal with failure, especially if you're a business owner, but you and I both know that's true. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to learn how to deal with success, don't you?
That's right. Whether that's personally or at a business level, you know, my job is to help entrepreneurs start and grow businesses. And you and I have talked a lot about how hard it can be to find that success.
It is hard.
To find that early revenue. We talked about how often entrepreneurs have rose-colored glasses on when they do their planning.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is it usually takes a lot longer and costs more money to get to the point where you found that sweet spot in the market,
mm-hmm.
or you found your customer base. But it seems like lately, and I think this is a good sign, I think lately I've seen a lot more clients who are dealing with the quote-unquote problems that can come with success.
What kind of an oxymoron is that, the challenges of success? Well, that's just crazy talk, isn't it?
Well, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Right? I'm getting clients now who have businesses that are in a growth mode, and so they've done a good job of finding the right customers and getting the right products in their hands. But now they could stay awake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to deliver on what their customers require. And it's a razor's edge, as you know, between success and failure. If you don't pay attention to the things that can, where success can take you, you can put yourself in an extremely bad situation from a business perspective.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that there are a lot of issues with success, but one of the things is making sure that you don't grow your way out of into failure. You don't
right.
succeed yourself out of business. Which primarily, and this is one of the things I've talked about the most, primarily is letting your accounts receivable get out of hand. Having so much business, but not collecting your money, and before you know it, you'd run out of cash. You can survive. Some businesses survive for years without making a profit, but you can't make it more than about 10 days without cash.
That's exactly right. I call it the financial fog.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have a small operating business and you can sit down on a Saturday and almost go through on the back of an envelope, you know, how your cash flow works and what kinds of investments you need to make. But as your business starts to grow and you have perhaps more product lines, more types of accounts, it's often not clear which accounts are actually profitable, which customers are actually profitable, what's the true cost of delivering your service, and then in terms of cash flow, as you mentioned, understanding the dynamics of that, and often the challenge of the financial picture outgrows the entrepreneur's ability, and it's often time to maybe upgrade your ability to cut through that financial fog.
Well, you got to have a capitalization plan that matches your growth plan. I mean, you and I both know people who are capable of wooing customers, or they've just got they've got the knack for knowing what people want. They've mm-hmm. got the knack for getting product out there. They're great leaders. But if they don't have a fundamental, pedestrian even capitalization plan, just to basically, just mm-hmm. by the numbers capitalization plan, how this growth is going to be funded. If they don't have that, all that charisma is for nothing.
That's right. And it takes at least two things. It takes time to come up for air, to get away from the moment-to-moment firefighting, to think it through. And it often involves getting some good advice, some help from somebody who's been down the path before.
Yeah. Let me tell you what else is a third one, too. You better have a good banker.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
A great banking, not just a good banker, but a great banking relationship.
Yeah, that's a whole topic. We could spend, an entire couple of shows on
and
that.
And I do on a regular basis because I think that's really a big deal. But back to the financial part, but you're exactly right. You've got to have, when you say somebody who's been down the road, tell us what that would look like.
Well, other business owners, for example, who have grown businesses and have faced those issues of how do I bring the capital, what kind of capital structure do I need for the next
mm-hmm.
level?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, it all comes back to where are you taking this thing?
Right.
And usually there are two or three kinds of options. What I see, Jim, is that most business owners who are in this growth mode, they simply don't have time to stop the car and get off the interstate.
Yeah.
To even look at the car.
Well, boy, if they don't stop it, I know they think they don't, but the truth is they don't have a choice.
Well, that's right. It's like trying to retool your car, rebuild
right.
your engine while you're going
right.
down the interstate
right.
at 80 miles an hour.
It's why, folks, growth, as beautiful and as pleasant and as fulfilling as it is, when your business is growing, as great as it is, as heady as it is, it requires maintenance. It requires fundamentals. And even though you may be growing because you're really smart, you got to get smarter if you're going to sustain that growth. And sustaining growth doesn't take charisma. Sustaining growth takes fundamentals. When we come back, we're going to get John to talk to us about some more about the growth fundamentals. John Bradbury is our guest. His book is Secrets to Startup Success. That's readyfounder.com. Is that right, John?
Yes, sir. ReadyFounder.
ReadyFounder.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.